May we commemorate, we celebrate a very beautiful mystery that unfolds, as we've read in the gospel passage we just heard, unfolds before us. A very beautiful, very awesome mystery. We see first, the evangelists tell us, Mary set out, traveled to the hill country in haste. This is immediately after our Blessed Lord was incarnate in the womb, in her blessed womb, in her womb. And the angel had told her, your kinswoman Elizabeth, he gave her a sign she didn't ask for. Behold, your cousin Elizabeth, who was thought old and barren, is now in her sixth month. And so Mary now sets out in haste, says the evangelist, to the town of Judah. And she enters the house of Zechariah no sooner than the greeting, her own greeting, Our Lady greets Elizabeth. The child in her womb leaps for joy. That child in her womb was sanctified, in her womb, St. John the Baptist. And thus, being filled with the Holy Spirit himself, fills his mother with the Holy Spirit as well. And she cries out, who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to me? No one has said anything. No one knows even that our Lord, that Our Lady is carrying a child in her womb. No one knows it yet. It had just happened. And yet Elizabeth can cry out, who am I that the mother of my Lord? Two things she recognizes here. One, that Our Lady is now carrying a child also. And that that child that she is carrying is the Son of God, is the incarnate God in her womb. Precisely because it was revealed to her by the Holy Spirit she was filled with when the Son in her womb, the precursor of our Lord, was also filled with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was transmitted to them, that is, St. John and Elizabeth, by our Blessed Lady. The Holy Spirit does not work except through her. And here's one of, if not the very first example of that happening. And so it is, Elizabeth calls out, who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to me? And blessed are you, because you have believed the things that you have been told. She has believed, unhesitatingly, that she is the mother of God and all that that entails, which we already see connoted by the fact that Our Lady did not ask for that sign that the angel gave her. And he gave it to her, and she went in haste. And then, of course, Our Lady gives the great canticle that we have, we use every day in our evening prayer, the Magnificat. My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit exalts in God my Savior. She places it all back into the hands of God. God has worked through her. In all humility, how does she address herself? The Lord, for he has looked with favor on his lowly handmaid. She makes herself the absolute lowliest. She's the lowest. He has regarded the lowliness of his handmaid. He has done all these great things in me. And then comes a great prediction. But behold, all generations will call me blessed. Most justly, she is the most blessed. She is the mother of God. She has the highest exalted, most exalted mission anyone could ever have. To be the mother of God. And then she passes on to all of us the great joy that is now happening. the close of the Old Testament, the opening of the New, the coming of the Savior, and the exaltation of all of us. He is going to take all of us if we will follow Him. You see, save all of us. He has now remembered His promises of mercy, the promise He gave to Abraham and his descendants, to all of us, forever. He is remembering that now, as if He'd ever forgotten. But He is now regarding that, now carrying it out. Our very salvation, our very redemption. All of this is what is brought out here in these few moments that we celebrate today, known as the Visitation. When Our Lady brings out for the first time, well, through her it is revealed, the Holy Spirit it is who reveals it, but through her, that the womb child carried in her womb is that very Son of God who is to carry out a redemption, the Son of God, the Son of Mary. Let us, as we ponder all of these mysteries, as just as Our Lady did, within our hearts, reflect on this great mystery, this great joy that it is for us, that our Lord has come among us in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary by becoming her Son and has carried out our redemption and is still leading us through her motherly intercession, to our salvation. Praised be Jesus and Mary.